Welcome to the Occupational Safety Leadership Podcast, episode number 140. And in today's episode, we're going to continue the journey of hazard identification, and we're going to focus on noise today. So let's just dive right in then. So we're going to go and either buy a new piece of equipment, you know, we're looking for hazards in the workplace, you know, whatever the scenario is, you know, one of the big things that we need is we have to have that data out there. So if it's something that's brand new, we should be able to get that data from the manufacturer. Now, of course, it's not going to say like 100% because you don't know as it is it going to add to the noise in your place, you know, so it's not like a 100%, but it's a real good starting point then. So if you don't have that data, first thing that you have to do is just go back and sample for data. I mean, sample for noise, you know, figure out where that data is then. So real good way just to start as just a very general rule of thumb. Do you have to have a raised voice? Do you have to shout? If you're taking over a existing position, do you see people with hearing protection in? And that still doesn't mean that it's over that level. I have worked at a couple of places where somebody just thought it was just at that right, let's call it frequency, that people thought it was kind of a annoying noise. It did not go over the threshold, you know, but they just kind of thought, I'm gonna wear earplugs anyway. I just don't like it. It's so you can't always take that too as just a one size fits all out there. And then we're gonna look at some of the other factors out there too. You know, is it a single piece of equipment? Is it multiple pieces of equipment? If you're setting up a brand new facility, you know, that's awesome because then that's really easy to go back and look at. Really, how to go back and tackle it? How do you even buy it as quiet as possible? How do you set up the workplace so that you're capturing is the wrong word, so that you're putting things on the wall so the noise is bouncing less? You know, it's a lot less reflective, so it's going to be so that will make it more quiet. You could look at rubber pads for the feet, and that'll help, you know, as that steel comes in contact with, you know, other steel or concrete or something, and it kind of does that vibration. So there's a lot of things that you can do out there then. You might have a mobile source, you know. Is it a piece of machinery that you kind of take from spot to spot? You use it for maintenance, and so it's not something that's always going to be run. Maybe it's only run a hour or two a week, but it's adding to what's there, and it's also something that we can look at engineering out then. So the noise, is it also going to be a continuous noise, or is it more of like an impact noise? And then look at any sound dampening things. In the previous couple of minutes, I was really kind of struggling with what to say, so look at sound dampening things that are out there. So in an ideal world, of course, we buy it as quiet as possible, but I do understand that there are pieces of equipment out there that you're just stuck with what you're stuck with, and then that's up to us, the safety folks, to go back and say, all right, we're stuck with what we're stuck with. How do we go back and make this quiet? How do we go back and address this, do everything we can to make it quiet? And I'm not just talking about how you're just going to bring it down so that you're not in the hearing conservation program, you know, but just in general, you know, when you think about your everyday, well, I should say when I think about my everyday life, you know, I'm generally a lot more productive when things are just, it's a nice controlled environment out there, and I'm not having to yell to a person just a couple feet from me. All of us have probably been in those areas, maybe not in the workplace, but just someplace in life, and you're literally just a couple feet from somebody, and you're just not communicating properly. you're yelling. Sometimes the person is taking it out of context. They don't understand you are raising your voice. They somehow think you're angry at them. And so all of us have been in those shoes, you know. But go out, sample for noise, come up with a plan. I know all of us are not flush with money out there, so you can buy some very good apps, and some of them are even free for the phone. And whereas that's not a 100%, you know, hey, here's science and here's I can 100% trace it back to NIST standards and all that, it's a fantastic starting point. You know, if you get a free app for noise and you somehow pull it out and in the workplace it's 92, that's probably going to be pretty darn good. That doesn't mean it's right at 92, but that's a real good starting point to say, all right, how do I sit down and bring this down and get going? So that is it for today's episode. We focus just on noise, identifying the noise in an ideal world. As we buy new things, we make sure that we're factoring in noise as well out there. I do understand there are times that you're stuck with what you're stuck with, and that's when we have to start to do some outside the box thinking and say, how do we make it quiet, protect the folks out there? So, episode 140 is complete. We focused on noise today. I want to thank everybody for joining me today. My name is Dr. David Ayers. Thank you and have a safe day.